Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The show is about your calls. We go straight to the phones. It's Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, hello
there. It's a sad day for the United States.
You're in New York and it's the morning, huh?
Pardon me?
I was just going to say, you're in New York and it's the morning to you.
No, actually, it's 7:07 p.m. Eastern Standard
right,
Time.
Right. Okay, so
it's a sad day for the United States with the tragedy down at Virginia Tech.
Sure.
And what I wanted to say is, you know, certainly the nation's heart goes out to those courageous students and professors that were basically, you know, just pursuing the honorable course of knowledge acquisition to actually have, you know, such a tragic occurrence occur. But what I wanted to say is that every day in Afghanistan and Iraq, Iraqi civilians and Afghans, you know, are killed 20 one day, 30 the next, maybe on a Sunday morning, 54 with the car bomb. And all we hear on the news, the national news, is maybe, you know, 5 or 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's just a footnote.
Stating that.
Right.
But we have to realize that all people are precious. All children are precious. Not only to their parents, but to humanity.
Thank you for that, Frank, and I agree. I totally agree, and I don't know if, I don't know how many Americans agree with you. I wonder about
sadly,
that.
Sadly, I don't think many do because I, you know, the support that what I have seen my nation go through in the last 6 years has completely, you know, turned my stomach in many ways, especially with the U.S. endorsing a policy of torture that's been illegal since the Geneva Conventions, which the United States is still a member of. And the fact that, you know, so many good people that have been attempting to protest the war have been harassed by the FBI and the Homeland Security people. And, you know, I never would have expected this. I read about this in the history books with Nazi Germany and the gulag that existed in the Soviet Union. But, you know, it's a sad day for this nation. And I would just say that, you know, today President Bush was most eloquent giving his little eulogy and his statement of condolences to the United States and to the university community at Virginia Tech. But, you know, it's sad that President Bush and his wife don't come to any of the American funerals of the soldiers, the men and women that have died, pursuing his policy.
Is that true?
Which is illegal. Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, it's time for America to sort of reflect over the next 3 days as we look at our flag at half-mast and sort of think about what this nation has done, not only to its own people, but to those abroad.
Wow, well said, Frank.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. That's an excellent perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just the lives that are American that count. It's every life around the world. And if people can do something to avoid senseless death, shouldn't they? In which case, there are certain things that can be done in both of those situations to avoid further death. In the Virginia Tech situation and on all other school campuses around the country, people should be free to carry their firearms that they would carry anywhere else. And that, of course, would lead to more safety. And I think you may have a story about firearms being used in, I guess somebody was trying to rob a bar or something like that. We might get to that here in a moment. But allowing people to have the freedom to carry their weapons would make it so that a madman gunman would think twice before even trying something like this, because he might realize, he would come to the realization that, there's a good chance there's going to be somebody standing around at the time I pull out my weapons that will also have one of his own or her own. And that could go a long way towards preventing violence like this. And then on the Iraq situation and every other terrible war that this, you know, this country has been in, we could have just not gone. And in the case of Iraq now, we could the country could bring its troops home. And that, I don't know if that will stop all of the sectarian violence over there, but darn, it sure would help. I mean, at least then our troops wouldn't be, the government's troops would not be responsible for killing innocent life.
Well, you know, we're sort of responsible for creating a mess over there, but I don't think we can solve it, and the Iraqi people don't want our help. So I think going home is really the only solution from Iraq, and quite honestly, I don't see any reason that we have should have troops in every country around the world, 130 of them.
Right. Bringing the troops home from around the world is the only way to show respect for other human life out there. Otherwise, we're just threatening people at all times.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what an army is. It is a threat.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I'm a University of Florida student, and I think this whole Virginia Tech thing has really started, you know, made me think about what if that happened to me. And I think it's one of the things that really makes me angry is that this government won't allow me to defend myself. Mm-hmm. If such a madman were to come into my classroom, and it really just strikes to me the fact that if that were to occur, I would basically have no means of defending myself or no lawful means of defending myself. Right?
Sure. Yeah. If you have a gun, you'd be brought up on charges if you used it.
Now, at the University of Florida, what's the policy on?
I bet it's the same.
Oh, the same thing. I mean, if you're caught with a gun, it's like a felony or whatever.
Right. I mean, all hell would break loose, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It seems so antithetical to what our culture is these days, the idea of bringing a concealed weapon into a classroom, but what's the big deal?
I don't know. And, I mean, I've come out of high school already, so I might as well say it. But, like, when I was in high school, like, I always carried, like, knives in my backpack, et cetera. Mm. I didn't really go to, you know, that stand-up of a high school was pretty. There's always, like, shady activity and gangs and all that kind of stuff. So I tended always to protect myself. And
you got to take precautions.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Understand.
I mean, and, like, Ian said it yesterday. He basically said, you know, no, it was Saturday, yesterday. And they decided, you know, I'd rather be alive and in prison than, you know, dead, you know, 6 feet under the ground.
Sure.
And that's sort of the position I take.
Yep.
And it's sad that this government won't allow me to, you know, it's the lawful citizens that abide by these laws, and it just these people can't see it, especially these people that say, you know, you can't give people guns because they're too crazy, they'll go around shooting everyone. And, you know, I think that's just blindsided stuff.
Right, and already, as I suggested yesterday, the calls for gun control were going to increase the day after, and they have been. There was a major story on ABC News today. The people around the world are questioning why Americans still have access to firearms, and, you know, on and on. And, you know, people deconstructing the killer and how he went and he bought one gun 1 month and then waited a month because that was the law. So then he bought his second gun, as though, you know, oh, if we'd only... You know, if we'd only had more of a waiting period in there, or, you know, blah, whatever their hypothetical situation is.
As though it would have stopped
That would have stopped it, yeah.
You know, it seems like a lot of violence, especially when you were just talking about high school, and it seems like a lot of violence comes from people that believe they have a physical advantage over somebody else.
Guy didn't look too big. I don't know. He looks kind of like a little...
Was angry. This is a crime of passion as opposed to sort of a bullying type crime.
Okay.
I'm talking about... I would think that, you know, guns make people equal in a lot of ways.
Right.
I mean, certainly you have the surprise factor, which, you know, if I don't know how to, you can't handle that. But when it comes to, you know, force and one person being stronger than the other, being able to take somebody's money, that kind of thing, guns put people on a more equal footing. And I don't see what's wrong with equality. When you take the guns away, that's when big guys control little guys or big guys rape women. I mean, that's when the problems occur.
And if you really take the guns away, then we're all going to be controlled by the government because that's where it's going eventually.
Speaking
Alex,
of big guys.
Alex, any final thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just it's sad because this is going to keep on happening, and it won't stop until, you know, people understand that they have to protect themselves. And I like an old saying I used to use, God created man, and guns made, you know, men equal, so.
There you go. Thank you for the call, Alex. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and that is the Packet8.net toll-free line. Now, I said last night that we had a story that I really thought was pretty important, and there are two parts to it. The first part is from Gallup, and it's about how Americans today have been so effectively brainwashed by the government, by the government education system. What they've been brainwashed to believe is that rich people are bad. bad, bad, bad. And they should be taxed, taxed, taxed. And we'll give you the statistics here because it's pretty stunning. And then the even more stunning information about how most Americans are now taking money from the government. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of stuff on our site, and we give it all away. Though one of the ways you can help support the show is by going to auction.freetalklive.com. This just went up today.
You just told me about it, Mark.
And I think it's an interesting idea.
I don't know how it goes.
Right. I don't know how it's going to work out.
I don't have really high hopes for this.
Where the chips are going to fall.
I thought that we often do our banners on eBay at auction.freetalklive.com.
That's right, our website banners.
And
we sell them there.
We haven't had any on for a while because generally people buy their banners and stay on.
Right. I've got a bunch of people locked in on those banners.
Mm-hmm.
So we've only got one that like rotates out every time.
And it's rare that we have an auction. And I thought, let's try this for spot radio.
What is it?
Well, it's an auction for one ad per day, every day for 13 weeks. I think it runs from the beginning of May to the end of July.
So you get a full run, basically, a 13-week run.
Right.
One ad per show.
1 30-second ad.
One 30-second ad on the radio.
On the radio, right. It won't go on the podcast. I didn't put a reserve on it. I put it at $1.
So this could go for... I mean, this
$2.
Could go for the price of a banner. It could go for $100.
It could go at anything. But I figure that way we're not going to do any work on it. We'll give it to the syndicator. They'll take care of it. It'll play at least once a show, but we don't have to read the ad. We don't have to insert
it
in
the podcast.
We got
the inventory to sell, so I think it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, that was really my thought process. I sincerely hope that we don't get tight on inventory by the end of the ad run, and I'm regretting it. But now I have some open time, so we'll give it a shot.
So it's up for auction right now.
Right.
So an entire
if you've considered doing radio ads on Free Talk Live, and you were concerned about the price, this is the time to try it out.
And it'll get you on every single one of our 20 radio affiliates.
Yes, that's correct. And the 3 cable affiliates and all the pirates and the live stream.
Not all the cable ones.
Yep.
You have to be careful of that, Mark.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a certain reason why the cable affiliates are separate from the radio affiliates. For instance, one of our cable affiliates only takes a half an hour of the show every single day.
I see.
And repeats that half an hour several times.
Interesting.
So you can't really quote people on that. But nonetheless, you'd be on all of our radio affiliates for 13 weeks. That's pretty
and
cool.
And the live stream, which has hundreds of people on it.
So auction.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to CJ in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, CJ.
Hey, fellas. Right as the show was starting, I heard an interesting little blurb come over the GCN News that made me go out and hunt up an article. And it's from today, this morning, and the headline of the article is Japanese mayor assassinated.
Really? What was he killed with?
I believe it would be a handgun, a revolver.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't those illegal in Japan?
Indeed they are.
Hmm.
Guess who actually assassinated him?
A government person?
No, it would be a member of the Yakuza.
Oh, the Japanese mafia.
Yes, yes.
And makes sense. Who else would have guns, right?
Yes, yes. The only firearms allowed by citizens in Japan are shotguns for bird hunting. So, yes, he was not killed with a legally owned firearm.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the Japanese mafia did not turn in their weapons when they were outlawed?
Apparently not. Now, oddly enough, the very second to last paragraph of this article is just one sentence long, and it says, Japan has very strict gun control laws, and firearms are mostly in the hands of Yakuza gangsters or hunters. I can't imagine why.
Well, there you have it.
What a surprise.
That's all I really had to say.
Thanks for the call, CJ. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Do you get the point? The point is, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws have guns. I know, it sounds cliche.
But it's really, really true. I was reading some liberal commentary today, some column, and she was saying, look, I don't like guns, but I know that they're not going to go anywhere.
Sure.
You can't get rid of them. At least she understands. She, of course, wanted the right-wing gun nuts to admit the guns were bad, though.
They're not bad, though.
Well, you know...
I've got two of them in my house, and they're just fine.
They're just sitting up there. I can say that if somebody has poor parenting skills or just some bad luck, their kid could get a hold of the gun and hurt them.
And you have a bad parent, not a bad gun.
I agree. I entirely agree. But she thinks that the gun's responsible for it somehow. And certainly if the gun wasn't there in that case, the kid might be alive, but... You know, every person has to choose whether or not they want the gun in their house. For a long time in my life, I chose not to have one. And
isn't that a little disempowering? You know that? Oh well, it's all the gun's fault. It's not your fault. You're not able to make choices for yourself or anything. It's the gun. The gun did it to you. Isn't that just a little bit disempowering? I don't know. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking about the gun thing, do you have that Manchester story? Because apparently somebody tried to, what was it, rob a bar in Manchester, New Hampshire?
It says, at least, right, from the Union Leader.
And in New Hampshire, by the way, people can open carry weapons, and the acquisition of a concealed carry permit is very simple.
Right, it's basically a letter and $15 to the chief of police or the sheriff.
I don't recommend it, but, you know, hey,
right.
It's just me.
At least 9 bullets were fired in a shootout Saturday morning at a downtown bar.
Wow.
Oh, no, this was, when they say morning, they mean late at...
Like 1 a.m.
Okay. I was thinking that, because they really do, in especially in Portsmouth, the fishermen go out all night, and then they come in at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Start drinking.
They want a beer.
Right.
Before they go to bed. So, anyway, I just think it's so strange that people drink that early in the morning. All right. Saturday morning ended with the gunman who allegedly instigated the shooting hospitalized after he was shot twice. By another customer.
A customer?
About 50 people were inside the Uptown Tavern on Elm Street.
You got 50 people in New Hampshire? Odds are good there's a gun in the room.
At 12:45 a.m.
Or 5.
Saturday when the shooting happened, sending customers diving to the floor for cover.
Hmm.
Police said Eliezer Encarnacion, 26 of wherever, fired a 45 caliber semi-automatic handgun about half a dozen times at two bouncers and the assistant manager standing in a rear doorway. Customer Kenneth Gage then pulled out his Kel-Tec 38 semi-automatic handgun and fired three times, hitting Encarnacion twice, according to court records.
Wait, now did the original gunman actually hit any of his targets?
I didn't read all the way through the article, so I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Police did not release Gage's age or address. He told police he pulled out his gun and fired it after Encarnacion shot at the bouncers and at him.
Mm.
Encarnacion, I feel so silly saying this name over and over again like this, Adrian...
You could say it like a Southerner.
Incarnation! Adrian Brown, 32, of Dover Street, were drinking in the upstairs lounge when one of them inappropriately touched a woman, and they were asked to leave. David Summers, who co-owns the bar, told the New Hampshire Sunday News, according to court records, bouncer Eric Turner and Brown became confrontational... said Brown became confrontational when he was removing him from the bar, and the assistant manager, Jeremy Tinker, came to his aid, as did the manager and another bouncer. As they were escorting the two Virgin Island natives out of the bar, Brown allegedly punched Chapman in the face several times. Chapman grabbed him by the neck and began walking him to the rear door. That's pretty, the guy's got a lot of self-control. He got punched in the face several times.
That's the bouncer?
Yeah.
So then he came back with a gun.
Right. So anyway, these guys... You know, they pulled out a gun, started shooting at, you know, causing some trouble.
Who knows, man? He might have gone into the club afterwards if this were a state where guns were banned. He might have just walked in after he'd taken out the doorman and just started shooting people.
Well, he would have had to go back in, but yeah, there's no doubt.
That's what I mean. After he took out the doorman, go back in the club and just start massacring people. In this case, an armed customer solved the problem. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Archives there, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them. They're free at freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066 or akidsjourney.com. And it's appropriate that I read the Kid's Journey commercial because we're going to talk about rich Americans at this point. The Gallup organization has done a fairly revealing poll, which apparently was first done in 1939, where about half of Americans advocate heavy taxation of the rich in order to redistribute wealth, a higher percentage than was the case in 1939. More generally, a large majority of Americans support...
You would have thought 39, you know, sort of like...
New Deal?
Yeah, it's the Depression.
Right.
You know, the Americans would have been all for that, the sort of the Red Scare thing going around.
You would have thought, huh?
Yeah, I would have thought.
Turns out Americans were a little more principled back then, and the decades and decades of government indoctrination at their government indoctrination camps, also known as schools, have been very effective in getting Americans to really embrace the concept of forced wealth redistribution, as this particular poll will reveal. More generally, a large majority of Americans support the principle that wealth should be more evenly distributed in America. And now, that's interesting because the way they ask that question, you'll find out here in a little bit, wasn't quite the way that we might have liked it to be asked. And an increasing number, although still a minority, say there are too many rich people in the country. Attitudes toward heavy taxes on the rich are strongly related to one's own income, and Democrats are much more likely to be in favor of income redistribution than are Republicans. So a poll commissioned by Fortune magazine in 1939 and conducted by Elmo Roper included a question phrased as follows, quote, "People feel differently about how far a government should go. Here's a phrase which some people believe and some don't. Do you think our government should or should not redistribute wealth by heavy taxes on the rich?" At that time, near the end of the Depression, only a minority of Americans, 35%, said the government should impose heavy taxes on the rich in order to redistribute wealth. Now, a slight majority, 54%, said the government should not. Gallup asked this question again in 1998 and found the percentage willing to say that government should redistribute wealth had gone up by 10 points. And so that means it went up from 35% to 45% of Americans. Now attitudes have shifted slightly again, to the point where American sentiment in response to this question is roughly split, with 49% of them saying that the government should redistribute wealth by heavy taxes on the rich. You're smiling.
I'm stupefied by this whole thing. Can you imagine? I mean, people just want to... They're so upset that they can't make money themselves, and everybody wants to be wealthy. If you ask people would they like to be rich or not, they would want that.
Sure.
But they're just so jealous, so darn jealous of somebody making money and doing well and providing a service for somebody else. And in most cases, that's how it's done, or at least in quite a few cases. And at the very least, somebody's ancestor provided a service well to, mm-hmm. to people, and they pass their money down.
So, in this case, Americans are very, very, they're embracing this concept of wealth redistribution, especially amongst rich people. And, of course, it's easy to instill this sort of mentality in American society. After all, a very small minority of the people in America are considered rich. And so it's very easy to, in this case, get the majority to vote to take those people's money away.
Sure, it's easy to get a majority together. If you're talking about the richest 10%, well, you can probably get somebody out of the 100% population, 51%, to say, yes, I would like to tax the richest 10%. And by the way, those really are the ones that get that carry most of the burden.
Oh, yes.
As far as paying for everything in America.
I think it mentions their burden here in this particular article. It's significant.
But even if you ratchet it up to the richest 5% or the richest 1%, you know, at some point or another, people tend to get on board. I wouldn't, but most people would.
Now, it does show here later on in the poll that as the person's income level increases, they become less and less likely to advocate heavy taxation on the rich.
As somebody gets better and better at providing services for the American people, they are less and less likely, yeah.
In fact, 35% of Americans who make over $75,000 a year say that the government should redistribute wealth by heavy taxes on the rich. I don't know if they actually describe what heavy means, but you can imagine 80-90%
right.
That I would consider heavy.
I talked to we went up to the New Hampshire State House not too long ago. I talked to a representative who believed that they should bring back the 93% tax bracket for the very richest people. That he just didn't feel like people should make more than $500,000 a year, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what is. I was just rambling on, and I'm like, do you think people are, you know, going to work for 7 cents on the dollar? And he's like, absolutely.
Insanity. That's just it. I think a lot of these people just don't have any sort of grasp on economics and incentive and why people do what they do. You work so you can get rewarded commensurate to what services you're providing the world. You know, if you're not doing something that's explicitly valuable to other people, you won't be rewarded for it. Okay, yeah, there's the occasional scam artist that wants to, you know, walk around and spray paint your driveway or whatever, but those guys get put out of business fairly quick because word spreads, you know, hey, don't buy stuff from these gypsies or whatever they are.
Right.
But for the most part, if you're making $1 million a year, there's something you're doing that people find very, very valuable, whether you're a radio talk show host, which, by the way, there aren't very many of them that make that much money. Rush Limbaugh would count.
I'm sure.
Or whether you're Walmart making billions of dollars a year. You're doing that because, well, there are a lot of people who are making individual choices to do business with you and purchase your services. If all of a sudden all you can make is a maximum of $100,000 a year or a maximum of $75,000 a year, why on earth would you want to go through all the effort? Why bother?
I don't know.
I mean, if I can work for 20 hours a week.
Some Americans did do it at the times when we had that kind of tax bracket.
They did, but less would be motivated to. If I could work for 20 hours a week and make $75,000, or I can work for 80 hours a week and make $75,000, because I would have made $750,000 at 80 hours a week. I'm just pulling out numbers
right here.
But the government's going to take the majority of it from me, the supermajority of it. Why on earth would I want to go on beyond 20 hours?
Right. Why not at that point just,
the economy will stagnate as a result.
And let's not forget that the economy, to some extent, is based on the sale of luxury items. What's going to happen to the people that build yachts? What's going to happen to the people that build, jetliners? And
if you're not rich, you can't afford those things.
And what you're really doing is you're cutting out a certain segment of the rich population, because the ultra, ultra, ultra rich are going to figure out ways around this.
Yeah.
Whether it's through, paying their corporations and having their corporations just sort of loan them the Learjet,
mm-hmm.
and loan them the yacht, or whatever it is that they're going to do. I mean, just forget it.
Get a clue, Americans. So I mentioned 35% of Americans who are considered rich, they're for heavy redistribution of wealth, heavy taxes on the rich.
Mm-hmm.
If you make between $50,000 and $75,000, 46% say yes to heavy taxation. $30,000 to $50,000, 58% of them say yes, we should heavily tax the rich.
So it just keeps going down as people make more money?
Right. Well, yes. The percentage increases of people who are willing to heavily tax the rich. And people who make under $20,000, 64% of them say that the rich should be heavily taxed.
Well, that's because they have at this point given up. They realize, I'm never going to make a lot of money, and I might as well steal it.
Well, that's not what they're necessarily thinking.
They're not thinking that, but that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know if they necessarily have given up. It's just that what they want is the sort of the American mentality of instant gratification. You know, people that are on diets, they want a pill they can pop that is, just going to remove the weight. In this case, people making under $20,000 a year just want a government program that they can sign up for that'll increase the amount of money that they're getting. And I'm sorry, it shouldn't work that way. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true.
Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. It's totally free. wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. And hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. com. Some disturbing numbers here from the Gallup organization, a poll that was first done in 1939 that assessed Americans' attitudes toward heavily taxing the rich. An easy group to target because there just aren't very many of them.
Now, now you say the numbers have been going up.
More and more Americans are willing to use the government to heavily tax the rich.
Now, tell me what the numbers were like in 1939. When they first did it.
1939, there were 35% of Americans said that the government should impose heavy taxes on the rich in order to redistribute wealth. This year, or 2006, that number went up to 49%. So 49% willing to use the government to heavily tax the rich. When you break it down by income category, Americans under $20,000 say 64% of them say, yeah, tax them. Give it to us. Give it to us. We deserve it because we breathe.
Right. We were born.
Right. So it's pretty disturbing. There's a few more details here. People feel differently about how far a government should go. Oh, that's the first question. As I read off some different groups, please tell me if you think they're paying their fair share in federal taxes, paying too much or paying too little. And let's see. Upper-income people, 21% say they're paying their fair share. 66% of Americans say they're paying too little. Let's see, upper-income people, and then I guess that's all they. I guess they didn't show the other income brackets because this is all about the rich. That percentage has gone down from 1992. It was 77% that said they were paying too little. So there's a little bit of information there. Do you feel that the distribution of money and wealth in this country today is fair? Or do you feel that the money and wealth in this country should be more evenly distributed among a larger percentage of the people? 29% say the distribution is fair. 66% say it should be more evenly distributed. Now, the interesting part about this question is it doesn't mention the government.
Right. It just says that somehow it's going to be magically distributed, as though Jesus is going to do it.
Well, now, if you just look at this question on its own, without the governmental concept of surrounding it, then, you know, I can understand where people are coming from. Okay, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want everyone else to have a little bit more money, right? I mean, people want to close the gap between rich and poor, and so that, I think, is what you're seeing reflected in that particular question, that people feel that it's unfair that rich people have money. In that particular question, they're not necessarily agitating for government redistribution of wealth, even though similar numbers are saying, yes, government should redistribute the wealth. As far as you're concerned, do we have too many rich people in this country, too few, or about the right amount? In 2007, 37% said too many, compared to 1990, where 21% said too many rich people. Here we have evidence of a growing resentment toward the rich. The percentage of Americans who say there are too many rich people in Americans is up significantly from in the 1990s. In summary, the data shows that a significant majority of Americans feel that money and wealth should be distributed more equally across a larger percentage of the population. A significant... Now, you know, even if the majority of Americans were to get their way, and the government were to, next week, all of a sudden, confiscate significant amounts of the rich people's money,
mm-hmm.
and then start doling it out to poorer people in the supposed search for equality as far as people's amounts of money that they have. And let's say every American tomorrow had $100,000 in their bank account.
Just made it that easy.
Right. What would happen?
Well, the people that were rich, a good percentage of them, would be rich again within a short period of time. And the people who were poor would, a good percentage of them, be poor
right
in that same amount of time.
How many of the people, I mean, how many people in America would take that as a windfall lotto winnings?
Yay,
and they'd
go, all right,
get me some cocaine! Or strippers and big screen television and two big screen televisions and a fast car.
Yep, I suspect that that's exactly
and
what would
cigarettes.
Happen.
Cigarettes. Lots of cigarettes.
You know, I mean, I don't care how rich people got to be or however rich they are, but there's a good friend of mine who is, you know, she's got over $1 million in the bank.
Nice.
And She's actually a friend of the family, not really a friend of mine that I hang mm-hmm. out with or anything. And she continues to work she retired from a regular job and went to work at a grocery store as a cashier
mm-hmm.
because she doesn't feel comfortable not having income, even though she has $1 million in the bank.
Sure.
She's just a saver, and she's not comfortable not working. So she's going to,
for all she
begin,
knows, the government could come by and seize her bank account.
She's just going to can begin saving. Once you redistribute all the money, she's going to just begin saving, and at some point or another, she's going to have money again because she doesn't spend. She spends less than she saves.
Right. So there's a reason why rich people are rich and poor people are poor. It has to do with their spending habits. And so if all of a sudden the money was to be redistributed, you're absolutely right, Mark. Within a matter of days, if not weeks, we'd start to see that split happening again.
Absolutely, because, you know, somebody's got to be in charge. If you put $100,000 back in the bank, the rich people are still in charge of the companies, right?
So presumably.
Otherwise, there's no companies.
Right.
So the companies just disappear.
Then the entire economy will
collapse. So then, you know, the rich people are still going to make the money because the poor people are going to go out and, like you said, buy flat-screen TVs, they're going to buy Escalades, they're going to buy, you know, God knows what, but they're going to have one hell of a time for a few weeks.
Then the problem comes in, and this is totally theoretical. It's what
sure
actually happened. But the problem comes in then as they start separating again, rich from poor start separating out on their own. They're doing it themselves. As it starts separating out, then, of course, the poor people are going to start calling, hey, they're getting more money than we are again. We need more redistribution.
That's why we do it every year.
So
with the IRS.
So then it comes back around, and then everybody gets redistributed back to $100,000.
Right.
At that point, then the rich people start thinking,
this sucks.
This blows. I'm out of here.
Why am I going to benefit the
right.
economy?
I mean, if they hadn't figured that out already. They're
going to
take their factories, they're going to take their products, their services, and they're going to go find a country that's a little bit more friendly towards them.
Or they're going to figure out ways around the laws, whether they're using offshore bank accounts or whether they're hiding their money in some other fashion. I don't know what all the tricks are, but I know that there's a lot of high-paid tax attorneys out there that make a lot of money by allowing rich people not to pay so much in income tax.
And it really, this so reflects this sort of anti-rich mentality that the government school system has done such an effective job of implementing in the minds of the American people. Look, rich people are good for you. Believe it or not. Okay, yeah, they may live in big fancy houses and drive really flashy cars and everything, but somebody built those fancy houses. Probably some construction workers that make not rich people money.
No, but they don't make terrible money either in
That's
most
true.
Cases. Some, you know, certainly the skilled ones.
They'd do better, of course, if they didn't drink their profits and snort their profits.
Well, they'd do better if the government wasn't taking some of their money, too. The government's gotten so big,
correct.
It can't just tax rich people. It has to tax middle class and poor people, too.
And the fact is, the rich people take the ones that are the investor types will take their money and invest it into various different organizations, startup companies, stocks, you know, all different types of investments, and that money goes into other people's pockets for a temporary period of time to allow them to utilize it and try to build wealth for themselves. These are some of the things that rich people allow, having rich people around is good for. Some rich people might be a little bit more, you know, safe with their money. They just might want to put it in a bank account, but that's okay too, because that money sitting in the bank account gets loaned out to people who, again, want to use it to start up their own businesses, who want to use it to try to get rich themselves.
This is what they call trickle-down economics.
A significant majority of Americans feel the rich pay too little in taxes. About half of Americans support the idea of heavy taxes on the rich to help redistribute wealth, and about 4 out of 10 Americans flat-out say there are too many rich people in the country.
That's just sick. Why? Why too many rich people?
We should have more rich people, and we can have more rich people. If we get back to the free market in America, where people are free to make whatever amounts of money that they can make.
4 out of 10 Americans say there's too many rich people in the country.
And keep it for themselves, and invest it, and spend it, and save it in the ways that they think are best, then they'll be able to become rich. Everyone will become fabulously wealthy as a result. I mean, already we're probably the most wealthy of all the societies on the face of the earth.
Yeah, probably ever.
And that has a lot to do with the fact that, for a little while at least in this country, people were allowed to keep the money they earned. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?